guy from the ISSA with the lovely Renee Lucero. I usually, inside baseball, when I'm doing these things, I've got my laptop up and I've got the intro to read. I have nothing. I have nothing but hope. So if I screw this up, sorry. I have no computer. Thanks a lot. Oh, did you grab my computer from the speech? I just spoke at the Connect, what was it called?
The US Connection.
I spoke, yes. And I didn't leave my computer there. You got my computer? All right, so now we can move on with the podcast. Anyway, we're at the ISSA 2018, Dallas, Texas, with the lovely Renee. Usually I introduce, but we were talking and I did zero prep. So Renee, why don't you introduce yourself and your company?
My name is Renee Lucero. I'm the owner of Queen Bee Janitorial. We are actually based out of McKinney.
Never heard of it. Sounds made
McKinney,
up.
McKinney, Texas.
Nah,
yes.
We're talking. How far is that from here? We're in Dallas.
North of Dallas. We're about 35 minutes away from Dallas.
I flew in for 2 hours. You just drove?
I drove.
How dare you?
Yes,
right, go ahead.
I know. But I did have traffic every day.
Oh.
So I've been on the road for about 2 hours
traffic.
A day. Yes.
Cry me a river. All right. So outside of Dallas, residential, commercial, what do you got?
Commercial.
We
focus on commercial. We had fallen into the rabbit hole of residential, which is great. However, it wasn't
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, it was great. It just wasn't aligned with our strategic goals.
Cool. So commercial, when did you start?
We started in August of 2017.
Oh, and we're October, so we're good to go.
Yes.
All right. What else do we need to know about? What's been the best and the worst thing in the ISSA so far?
Oh my gosh.
Don't say anything bad, they'll throw us out. So like, be cool.
The best thing has been just the resources and the opportunity to have those personal conversations.
Nice.
Everyone has been so welcoming and just willing to pour information and knowledge in. It's overwhelming.
So the best part was we had a party for Cleaning Nation. What was awesome, we had food and alcohol, and I had a really good time hanging out. Oh wait, Renee stood us up and didn't come, but whatever, you know. It happens. Sorry, we were talking about, so what's the worst thing? That was my worst thing, is I had a big party and Renee was like, I'll be there. I won't ditch you. So.
Won't happen again. Won't happen again.
I'm still not over that. So that was my worst thing. What was your worst thing?
I can't
and
say
if you
that
see,
I had a...
If you see a big bald head get in the screen, that's Toby. This is actually his booth. We're just kind of squatting, so we can't really throw him. I mean, we could try and throw him out, but I don't think it would work. And one of our one-on-one, Jason just came. So we got a whole lot of bald. Get him. Get all that bald. That's a lot. You don't usually see that much bald in one frame. And the pretty wife, get her too. They're from Alaska, but we still like them. Yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, this is happening.
I met them yesterday.
We talked about yesterday.
We did. We did. Yes.
Yeah, but
we
not connected yesterday. No, they were at the party. See all these three people? They came to our party. This one, not to the party.
I didn't
so good.
Come to the party last
bad.
Party.
Good. Good.
I won't make that mistake again.
Bad.
You're right.
Okay.
So,
how can I help you today?
So, one of the questions as a new business is wanting to create a talent pool and to have that employee culture. But how do you retain and pour into your employees without the worry that they're going to basically take everything that you told them, every system that you created, and just say, "Oh, you know what? I can do it better," and leave you?
All right. So usually, before this, she would give me this question, and I would take notes on the said computer, so I'd have like 4 or 5 points that I want to make all organized. I have nothing. So I'm going to do the best I can, but this is just literally off the cuff, a little extemporaneous. If it sucks, we'll edit it, make it look good. So if you heard that, it wasn't edited, and it was awesome first take. What was the question?
Retaining employees. Retaining employees without
and being
the
afraid
risk
they're going
to
steal.
Exactly.
Not steal, but like run
and
off
leave.
With all your
exactly.
Okay. So first and foremost, here's the trick. So many people drop the ball and don't put any time or focus on the hiring of employees. So they'll just take any Yahoo that walks in the door, and then they're like, "Why? I hired this Yahoo, and I tried my best to make him not a Yahoo, and it didn't work. Why not?" Well, because he was a Yahoo. So the first and foremost, and it's a different podcast for a different day, I'll try to link to one. That's you or Christy. I'm talking to you, Christy. Please put a link right now to a podcast about how to pick the right employees. So that's not here. That's there where Christy put a link, I'm hoping. Some part of the screen. I don't know how this works. So you have to make sure you've got the right people. So we're going to assume that you're hiring the right people. It's a core values match, right? So for me, that would be someone that's all about having fun, making money, being real, helping out. Once we match on that, we can teach anyone to clean. But if we got the best cleaner in the world and it's offensive to them to think about having fun, making money, being real and helping out, if that's not their vibe, I'm never going to kind of win them over, okay? So that's the foundation. If you get that wrong, it's screwed. So absolutely, wait, people are walking by. I feel like we should look at them. Nope. Okay. They're gone. It's okay. They were listening and trying to get some free podcasts. They have to download it just like you people. They don't. They heard. They can listen. I don't know. Try to talk cool. It's not working. So back to, okay, so you got to hire the right people. Once you got the right people, then you're just going to pour into them. And I got to tell you, I forget where I heard this. I wish I gave credit because it's not mine. But someone said, what happens if you train your employees and put everything into them and they leave, right? You pour into them and they quit. And the guy asked back, well, what happens if you don't train them and they stay?
Great question.
It was like, boom, yes. Mind blow. Yes. So every employee that you have is probably going to leave. If you look at the Dow Jones 100 or whatever of 1918, I'm guessing the top 100 companies of that time, maybe 10 are still in existence. Mm-hmm. Of those 10, I'm guessing zero of the employees at that time are all dead. So every employee is going to leave, right? Whether they leave today, in a month, or 6 months, or a year, we really can't control it. We can certainly influence it, but we can't control it. If they're not growing, if they're not part of something special, and if they're just here for a paycheck, it's probably going to be sooner than later. We had, with our construction company, we had a ton of talent leave. But what happened is we'd done such a good job training them, we would get recruited all the time. People are always trying to steal our people. The cool thing is they would be getting paid good wages with us, but when they get stolen, they would be for two or three promotions up. And I was never mad. I was so excited for them, right? So we had a culture of really wanting to help people do better. And if they're going to get a better job and live their dreams, I was all for it. So the focus is build your people. Don't worry about what they're going to steal or not steal. And that's the cool thing is if you're about your core values, if you wanted to knock me off, say I worked with you and I poured all of my having fun, making money, be real and helping out into you, and you went and started your own thing, hey, you can't steal it because those are my core values. You have different core values, right? So you're going to be either you and a great version of you, which is awesome. I want you to do well with that. Or you're going to be a terrible knockoff of me and you're going to fail anyway. And we had people try to knock us off all the time and it never worked. So I really wouldn't worry. What I'd really worry about is not training your people, not getting people that are growing and contributing and becoming better and better and better. And when you do a good job with that, they're absolutely going to leave and they're absolutely going to get a better job. And that just means you're doing a good job. And guess what? If you do it right, there'll be more quality, talented people in behind you. So the question is not what happens if I train them and they leave. It's what happens if I don't train them and they stay. Did that answer your question?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, cool. So the last couple of weeks, the Lightning Round has been sponsored by this event. But we're here, and if you're watching this, it's over. So it's not sponsored. We'll do it with a live event. We've got a live event coming up in January. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live, L-I-V-E, you can find out all the details. I'm only accepting 16 folks, so it's going to be small, intimate. We rented a mansion. It's going to be super sexy. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Let's do the lightning round. Three quick questions. You're going to answer with three amazing answers. Toby's giving the stink eye. I see you, Toby. I didn't say you said. I said you gave me the stink eye, and I don't like it. You're lucky Natalie's not here to zoom in on you and make you look evil. We'll fix that in post. Don't you worry. Come to my booth and talk. Oh, wait, sorry. This is Toby's booth, by the way. I'm paying $0 for the use, so I should probably stop being a jerk. Love you, buddy. So anyway, three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've received personally and professionally?
One of the best pieces of advice that I've received and actually professionally is I had a boss that basically said, you know, hey, one day I could get hit by a bus and so, the job still has to go on.
It's an awkward conversation.
It is an awkward conversation. But he said, you know, I could get hit by a bus today, but this job still goes on. So in that vein, you have to constantly be training and sharing your knowledge.
So it sounds like a boss that wasn't worried about you leaving and stealing everything. He was worried about pouring into you and making you awesome.
Yes.
I love him already.
Yes.
He listened to this podcast.
Yes.
Before it existed.
Yes, he did. Many, many years ago. Yes. And so he was all about training. And this was in like the IT world. So it was a little different, I guess. But
same concept.
Yes, same concept.
Same concept.
Yes.
Great answer. Question number two. What's the biggest mistake you've made so far in the cleaning business so we can all learn and make bigger, different mistakes?
One of the biggest mistakes I made was not realizing your green, yellow, and red zone.
That's a good one. Christy, we have at least one podcast on that. Link it up, sister. Go ahead. Talk.
Yes, because basically early on in your business, you're a new business. You're trying to take on anything that's going to possibly give you that experience and that revenue. but you may take on things that are in your red zone.
And what's the red zone? Some of them don't know.
So your red zone are the businesses that are just outside of your target. So you develop your target and you have your green zone. Those are the types of businesses that you want to work with. Those are the size of businesses and all of those aspects, and you identify those. And then there's your yellow zone, wherein you might take them on depending on the conditions. Your red zone
is... So the yellow, you'll take them, but you're not putting any time or money to attract them. So your green gets all your money, all your attention. The yellow, they get no time and attention, but if they come with a fistful of cash, you'll consider taking it.
Yes.
What about the red?
The red zone, no matter how much money they
throw
at you...
I got a fistful of cash!
Yes.
Tell me to put away. So
no,
you're not interested.
Not interested.
Get the crap out of here.
Exactly. 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 So right. that was one of the biggest mistakes, was taking on something that was in my red zone.
In your red zone. But yes. At that time, I don't think you knew the green, yellow, red.
I did not.
Now you know it. Won't happen again.
Absolutely.
Sexy. All right. Best book. I love reading, and I know you've got a book in you that you want to share with the group that we can all get some value from.
Well, best book is actually not a business book.
Fine by me.
But I believe that it's very applicable in life. It is In the Meantime.
Okay.
And it's by Ayanla Van Zant. And it basically talks about your life as a house, and wherein if you don't deal with all of the different levels of your house, then you can't expect anything more with regard to that. And I believe that applies to relationships as well as business and things like that. Basically, you know, like we're told to be good stewards of what we have. So we have to spend that time working on us and making sure that all aspects of our life are in order, from our basement all the way to our attic, so that we can attract what it is that we want and that we're ready for it.
All right, fantastic. Well, Renee, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your passion. I know Clean Nation appreciates your passion. Clean Nation, if you want to see Renee's show notes page, get all the cool stuff that we've got for you, podcasts, videos. I've got a free webinar. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of video from this event. All the good stuff that we offer. It's at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.